Blog Talk Radio.
We will be sure. Oh, glory.
the heavens. No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Microphone out of my shorts. Anyway, man, so we open with our highlighted artist. We got Lola Stud, man, that's going to be live for y'all in about 10 good minutes, you know what I'm saying? So we want y'all to just get ready, call in, talk, get to know her, you know what I'm saying? You heard that, you heard what she's talking about, man. If you want somebody in your life, then call in and chop it up with the homie. You know what I mean? Then we had John Legend and Common reminding us not to be voluntary slaves and to go for the glory. Yeah, so this is the end of Black History Month. The show tonight is called The Blackout. The topic is, what would this world be without the contributions of African Americans? Post, pre, present, so past, future, present. You know what I'm saying? Without African Americans being in the picture at all, how would this world be different? What contributions would be absent from the lives that we know today? And Rosa did not stay seated. If Gilligan didn't get off the island, no, I'm just kidding. But really, we really want to talk about the contributions of African Americans to our society. So what we're going to do as a cast and community liaisons, that's what we are too. We're here to educate, liberate, free some minds. So what we're going to do, we're going to go around and we're going to talk about, give you some information on African-American innovators, inventors, entrepreneurs, contributors. You know what I'm saying? So that is our hot topic tonight, mixed with the best and brightest and hottest in LGBTQ music, the hottest artists coming out this West Coast show right here, called Damn, this should be interesting. Yes, and it is indeed. So what we're going to do is what we always do. If you rock with us every week, you know we're going to go around and we're going to introduce ourselves. If we met you before, what's up? And if we haven't met you before and this is new, how you doing? I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at Ange Dreams. And for all of y'all that's new out there listening, y'all know y'all can feel free to hit me up anytime, you know, via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And all of the, if you can find my phone number, you know what I'm saying, you can hit me up there too. I'll give you the first three digits. 459. And then y'all can guess the rest. And if I hear from you, I'm going to throw you a free T-shirt or something. You feel me?
Well, I mean, I need some Cali bud after hearing that. I really need some Cali bud after hearing that. And that's definitely an introduction to I Mean and Cali Bud, who will definitely be here in a minute. But because of the melanin in their skin, they're late. No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing. I'm joking, y'all. We're gonna have a great end to Black History Month. And I want to shout out, man, we're going to be playing tonight. We got some great music. Of course, we got Lola Studd, who is the highlighted artist. So we're going to definitely be bumping some Lola Studd. But we also got some new stuff coming from Belby Tut Takeover. You know what I'm saying? We got some Black Rebel. If y'all don't know about Black Rebel, please learn about Black Rebel, because Black Rebel is raw, right? We got some Nina Ross, some Bay Area flavor. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a great night tonight, but we're going to learn today. Y'all going to learn today. You feel what I'm talking about? So 220, why don't you hit him with one more jam, and then we're going to come back and hit him with some knowledge. DTSBI in the building. Amen. Oh!
The bitch you ain't used to. Turn the volume up, don't give a fuck, I wanna use you to be my voice, word of mouth, like you Luda. Tell a friend, it's that Tut Takeover. It's that Tut Takeover. Hashtag capital Tut Takeover. Nosebleed, Nah, I want you so close to read my lips, killing every single motherfucking banger. Don't be a stranger, I'm coming at your door, trick or treat, jack-o'-lantern. Lighting up loud, cause I want you to hear me clearer. I'm ready.
You ready?
You ready? Raining you ready? Down like confetti. Knocking beats down while you all rock steady. Had the crowd jumping off the covers, no betting. Betting.
Where you at?
Put your money up. Only got one question.
Bitch,
ask.
I kill you.
I'm the one that killed this shit. Tell a friend, go fucking play this.
Bitch, who you love?
The one have everybody feeding here. One track and they just maiming.
Bitch, who you love?
Can't believe I'm killing this shit. That's your girl, but she want my shit.
Bitch, who you love?
I don't even care, that's it. I know you love me and this shit.
Yes.
Now back to the lecture at hand. They call me Tuck Crown, underrated talent and demand. Back then I never thought about the word fan. Now I got oodles plus a couple crazy stands. Inbox like they want this shit. I don't fuck groupies, but I might change that shit. All in her dreams, better still day shit. Backseat, get them jumping like I'm third crisscross kid. You love it, you need it, for real. Gorilla glass banging, plotting on my next kill. Looney bin, I'm just trying to always keep it real. On a LA banger with a Nache, trying to cop a fail. Vulnerable. Can I be your ecstasy? You can make my wishes like 1, 2, 3. Duh, for my fans in Paris. Can't forget the ones writing me from the Philippines. Gotta translate, these days there are no breaks. Shout out to the ones listening but still hate. Tryna pay attention like it's me that she mentioned. I don't fuck with you,
ooh,
bitch, Sean, pay attention.
It's
a tough takeover.
Bitch,
I had to do this,
bitch.
I had to stun on them, cause it's my birthday week, man.
Bitch,
2015 is my year. Cover to cover two, it's my share.
Bitch,
I know I'm the one that killed this shit. Woman, it's a wishing, but dress so handsome. Fly chick, got this world like a Jetson. We know you, but don't hate you like you Opus Man Steadman. Still haven't answered, so I'll ask you this question. Bitch, who do you love? I'm tryna be your last real love. The motto is dope, sex, love, red. Nigga like me, it's either them or us. Gotcha lifted, parasailing for the night. Life of Ibiza had me tripping. Hustlers had me feeling right. So much love where I go, toast to the fucking life. You just mad cause you know the queen always do it right. King Jammin told me talk shit to make it known. I'm killing shit, Arius Ben was on the phone. You just slow, they saying tight round the globe. Making moves, not a fucking goddamn album sold. Shout out to Solo, sis, you the truth. Plus all the rappers with these dope beats, I'm a crook. KBs can't leave my ones out the loop. And all my listeners, I love you, my fucking royal truth. Bitch, who do you love?
This ain't shit you used to now, huh?
Bitch, who do you love? They call me Tut, bitch.
Hashtag Tut Takeover.
Gotta be it. Black River. Yeah. Geeked up like fuck this shit. Yeah. My girl mad, I can't trust no bitch. These niggas mad cause my crew getting rich. This nigga mad cause his boo getting hit. Hey, it's been proven, she been choosing the young prudent bitch. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Got your pistols to this knowledge figures. Fuck yo, limits and whatnot. We living it up and not, cause it's physical stuff. I'm good on material stuff. Lifted in my spirit, bro. Y'all ain't near to bro. Y'all dimensions are low. We are still in the rough, and y'all already know. I ain't just half the dope, I'm really half the thrill. Mind, body, and soul. I'm vibing how you can soak. Boy, I'm dope in the coat. Bitch, I'm out of the soap. I roll up the stretch and then I like me a cloak. I envision the greatest man's face is the show. And I really don't give a fuck being there. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Want some gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. I went from gas to pistols to knowledge.
attention to college. Foolish shit, to this knowledge. We feel for my school, but shit, now I'm in college. Mama, I made it on the fuck nigga. I never hated on the fuck nigga. Same niggas that had shades is yellow or tragic. But now, let's say she a bug nigga. Now, don't get it confused, all love nigga. At the end of the day, it's all love nigga. At the end of the day, it's just elevated shit. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Hey, hey, I'm hoping life gon' have a happy ending. Why? Cause me and all my niggas are did the same. Yeah, so pissed on the hate, it's just the beginning. Yeah, and it's fuck you if you suckers ain't nothing fuck with it. Why, hey? We the wildest niggas, like the college niggas. Want some gas, the pistols to the knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas, like the college niggas.
So we was bumping some of that Black Rebel, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say we have some good music here, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to say. I want y'all to understand that you're listening to LGBTQ artists. You know what I'm saying? That's what you heard there. That's what you're going to hear here. You know what I mean? This is what we're all about. We're all about the LGBTQ artists and the LGBTQ music. And I have a feeling that, you know, people are being slept on. And you can't sleep on these artists. You know, you can't sleep on our artists. You know what I'm saying? Because we're coming up and we're coming out. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're hearing. And that's what's going to keep coming from us here at Damn. This should be interesting. I like saying that. I just like the way that sound. I like the ring it got to it and everything. So, yeah, so we're going to get into this topic right quick. Oh, my girl. Oh, let me finish. Oh, I'm sorry. She done got me in trouble. I just want to remind the audience of what the topic is. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a blackout. It's a blackout. That's what we're talking about. And all the contributions that African Americans made, if they were taken away, what would we be left with? And I think we should ask Lotus Studs that question. Because we got the homie live and in the building right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, what it do?
What's up?
You?
Yeah, you.
Me?
You?
What's up? That's what's
it's your
that's
night.
It's my night. All right.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. This your music, your night. This for your fans. This for you to tell the world. Let the Bay know where you at. Talk to us.
All right. My name is Lo the Stud from St. Louis, 314. From 314 all the way to the Bay. That's what's up.
Okay.
It's kind of far.
Yep.
I need to visit Cali one day. That's what I plan on doing. Plan on moving to California in about a year so y'all can have me on the radio more often.
Yeah. Nice. We definitely will.
So what's up? What
you working on
about?
Right now?
What am I working on? Right now I'm actually working on a remix to that Bando Jones, Sex You. I'm probably going to release that in probably about another week or so, so y'all should be on the lookout for that.
Nice.
I'm in school and stuff like that. I'm a graphic designer, so anybody needs some designs, I'm going to throw that out there. Call me.
Yeah.
But music and designs, that's all I do.
Okay, so you're an all-around artist.
Yeah, I'm creative. I'm all around.
Okay, that's what's up. So what's your sign? But I'm sure the audience might want to know.
I'm a Leo. Don't get me started, because a Leo will talk about themselves all day long.
I'm a Leo as well.
Oh, well, then you already know that's the greatest sign to ever roam this earth.
Yeah, it's the greatest sign. You hear the womp. They always hating on us, right?
We always get hated on.
See? She know what's up. That's okay. We have to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right?
Right.
They know not what they do. So I want to ask you, what inspired you to do music?
What inspired me to do music? Honestly, one day I was just listening to the radio, and I was like, there's a lot of repetitive, simple rhyme schemes going on. Maybe I should just write something to see if I like it. And I did, and I let somebody listen, and they were like, this not you. And I was like, yeah, this is me. And it was like, well, you actually kind of good. So after that, I just started writing my own music and putting it out there. And a lot of people don't be believing that it's me when they listen, but it's me. And I just realized that I had a talent for it, and I just been doing it ever since.
Okay. And that's good. So it obviously it was in you. You didn't realize it, you know, but that sounds good to just kind of run into it and meet a different part of yourself, you know, like for you to try something new and, you know, and be good at it.
Yeah, pretty much. And besides, I'm a Leo, and we're good at everything, so.
I'm trying to, I don't want to get crazy in here, you know. I don't want to bring my paws out on them. You know, they gonna make me do it. We don't want to do that. We gonna keep hitting them with these jams like we do. Because I'm Solo Flows, as you know, the one that does music in the group. We're all one head. We're all one brain, trust me. But
right.
I'm the one they pimping.
Right.
I'm the worker. Yeah. So what do you before, you know, we go, we want to know where we can reach you on your social networks, and we also want to know, like, what's coming for you in the near future? We know you got the remix coming up, but besides that, what else can we look for from Lotus Stud? Like, you know, what can we get ready for this summer, or what are your plans?
Well, I want to start working on a mixtape just to really get my music out there with different instrumentals. I don't know for sure, like, what type of, like, topic I want my mixtape to be about, whether or not I want to stick with, you know, because I make a lot of love songs, things like that. I'm probably going to make a mixtape, like, strictly based off of that, but more for the LGBTQ community, because I feel like we lack that. For the summertime, I want to do more shows. I want to travel more, just to get my name out there a little bit more. I feel like, without trying to sound cocky, I do have that talent, and I feel like if I just got myself out there a little bit more, I could probably be a little bit more well-known in the LGBT community. I'm starting to get out there. People starting to listen, actually give my music a chance, so I appreciate that. I appreciate all the love and all my fans, everybody that listen, their retweets, their reposts on Instagram, download my music. I appreciate all that. And my social media, Instagram is LotusStud, all one word. That's really what I use is my Instagram. My SoundCloud is the same thing, LotusStud. You can download all my music from my SoundCloud, too.
Okay, then that's great. And I just want you to know, you don't come across cocky. And what you have to remember as being an artist, that you are blessed. And as long as your heart is humble, cocky, don't worry about that. Just worry about being the best you can be. You know, you make great music. You're a great artist. You're always on Facebook connecting with your community. I see that, you know. So everything that you're doing is reaching the right people. And you're doing a great job, and people will encourage you. Just keep your heart humble as it is, you know, because you do a great job. So before you go, we got your track, Midnight, and we about to bump one time. And we want you and introduce it.
All right, coming up next is Midnight, Lotus Stud. Ladies, this one for y'all right here.
That's what's up. Hey, Lo, we'll talk soon.
Yeah. All right.
Street Empire. We legendary.
We let you hear it. What time is it? Hold up. Say my name two times. When I'm licking, know that you're about to speak. I'm just trying to blow your mind. Talk swimming pools and soak the sheets. You ain't gotta play no games. I pull your head so gently, but I'm rough with it. Be freaky shit, like on the floor on top of me. I'm bossy. Give you the key to my suite tonight. Top blow with a y'all would take it closer. Turn around and I'ma hit it till I do so. You got sex appeal for real. My hands trying to touch and feel. And them legs and them heels. Got a nigga on steel for real. Lay it down, take my shirt off and we can go round and round. Polos hit the floor, security at the door. Cause I'm beating it, then give it to you slow. You, bad as hell, that's what I'm gonna do. Hold, won't kiss and tell, but I tell you. Can you keep a secret? I never do this, but that pussy is my weakness, okay?
I know it's hard. Don't fall asleep on the road like Kanye and be talking through the wire. That's something we don't need. Man, we just had an interview with Lo the Stud, man. Lo the Stud is raw. Y'all got to listen. Y'all got to support. Show love, and we got more music coming. Again, we have Bobby Tut, Lo the Stud, Black Rebel. I mean, just rainbows out this piece. Man, don't we love rainbows, man? And guess what? To all our fans out there, if y'all on Facebook, y'all finna feel real good and saucy because we about to do some sexy shout out.
Whoa. Hey, what's up, y'all? I don't know what type of shout out that was, but Dreams about to give y'all, you know, a little shout out. But I'm going to start it off by, I want to personally, you know what I'm saying, shout out one of our Facebook friends as well as Instagram friends. And this person is also a good friend of mine. So y'all go show love to her, Terrellyn Mosby on Facebook. Woo! We got the Instagram name T. Thickums.
Oh, shit,
you know what I'm saying? it comes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We shouting you out.
Right now.
So, man, we also want to shout out our Facebook friend, Daphne, and Lil Dan Dan. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for supporting. So y'all go show Daphne and Dan Dan some love. You know what I'm saying? And then on Facebook, we got Danielle, our other Leo. Shout out to the Leos again. You know we got love for y'all. So good looking out, Danielle, for the love.
We also got Linda Torres.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go ahead and shout out her king, Mandy Est, on Facebook.
Hey, shout him out. Shout him
Mandy's,
out.
It's Mandy's Est birthday today. So happy birthday. But we'd like to shout out Linda, though, because Linda actually wanted a shout out for her king. So we're doing that for her right now. So shout out Mandy and shout out Linda.
LaQuasha, I got you, boo. You a Leo too, LaQuasha Arnold. I got you, boo. It's so long, booby. Well, I got you.
We also got Whitney Banks. Thank you so much for reposting our post. Thank you for the love much. Thank you for the love.
And make sure if y'all want to keep getting on our Facebook shout-outs that we're going to have every week, make sure y'all keep logging on to that Facebook and logging in to Damn This Should Be Interesting page. It's popping right now. We got all types of games. We got all types of beautiful shit going on up in here, man. Be a part of it, man. So if you want to be a part of our Facebook shout-out, if you want to be part of our damn fans, man, just join in on Facebook, man. Damn, this should be interesting, man. Keep it locked, man. We got a lot more on the way. You feel me? Solo. Take it.
Oh, man. So we having a great time, y'all. We got to get into our topic just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about what this world would be without us. You know what I'm saying? I tell you one thing, they wouldn't have so many spinners sitting around waiting for somebody to pick. No, I'm just kidding. But we really, really want people to really research this and try to understand what this world would be like without the contributions of African Americans, and that we, if not just Madam E.J., we know he did a perm and all that. You know what I mean? We know about
you
that.
You are always hating on the pioneers and the trailblazers of our people now.
No, I'm not, Kelly.
Okay, granted, we always talk about Rosa Parks and, you know, Harriet Tubman and the same people. But those people are like, you know, the forefathers.
Those people are the only ones we know.
No, they not. And that's why we are here. You know what I'm saying? DTSBI is here to open the world's minds and give a lot more people, you know what I'm saying, just be more aware about what black people do. Man, we wasn't just slaves and we didn't just make peanut butter. You know what I'm talking about? So before we start, I just want to go through a little list. This is a short list of what black people invented, and that'll get us started in our conversation to, you know, open up our minds about where we would be without us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go down this list. I'm not going to name the names of people yet, but I'm just going to name the inventions of black people, okay? The guitar, the hairbrush.
Oh, the great invention.
The hairbrush, the ironing board and the iron.
That's who.
The lawnmower, sprinklers, the automatic lock system, so the security systems that we see now, all the ADT, somebody, a black woman, invented that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep going down the list. We got a fire extinguisher, the fire escape ladder, gas mask. We all know, well, hopefully you guys know about the stoplight. Let's see about what people might not know about. Clothes dryer, air conditioning, a bicycle, tricycle, automatic engine. I'm going to say that again. A black man invented the automatic engine. A white man did invent the original engine with a stick shift, but a black man invented the automatic shift. I want to thank you. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. So you know what I'm talking about.
I'm stuck on the gas mask, so.
And I'm gonna flow y'all mind with a couple more. A black man invented the cell phone. A black man invented also auto fish devices and the cut on and off switch. So, wow. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a couple of things that we see today that we use, that we take advantage of every single day, that maybe if African Americans were in the picture, not to say that it wouldn't be invented at all, but we did it. But we did it first, and we got the world rolling.
Actually, they did it. We did it because we all together. We all black. So we all together. We family.
Cousins.
Now, see.
Talking about cousins. That's my cousin that did that shit that clicked on that light there.
Uh-huh. We look at it. It's your cousin. We're going to get the check. But when he was doing the job, where was you? That's a good question. Yeah, see, that's the thing. African Americans, we do have some ways. We're gonna go ahead and be honest about that. You know what I mean? But we work for free, so it's high. Anyway. back hurt.
Build a money market, a very good profit. You know, our inventions, like, you know, you be joking around about, you know, Madam C.J. Walker, but she invented, you know, it's a $1 billion, you know, company, a corporation of different avenues that created, not for just for black people, but for all people, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of African Americans that, even the automatic system, even the automatic shift gear, think about all the cars and all the engineers now who can now create something from just that one idea. Think about all the inventors that wouldn't be able to think about that or do that. So I think about if we take away stuff like that, I think the world would be a lot different. I think it would shift a lot slower. You feel what I'm saying?
And then we talk about, I just want to talk about some of our contributions, just, you know what I'm saying, to the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how, you know, as African Americans, music was our thing. Music is how, you know what I'm saying, we fought the revolution and how we survived a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? We taking goat skin, you know what I'm saying, and wood and making drums. You know what I'm saying? And making instruments, you know what I'm saying, out of natural things that's in our habitat. So without the invention of the drum and the beat, like our heartbeat, you know what I'm saying, where would music be right now? You know what I'm saying? That jazz, all of that country, all of it. You know what I'm saying? It stems from our goat skin and wood that we done put together and, you know, started a revolution. I got a drum straight out of West Africa made specially for me out of goat skin and wood. And that's how original drums made. And I carried it on my back for 24 hours back to the United States. You know what I'm saying? Now that's love for music. And without us, without that drum beat, where would we be today?
That's a good point that you brought up, music, too, because it's we all over politics, even in sports. Even in sports, too. And we, like I said, I'm going to just go ahead and name another legend of Jackie Robinson. You know, y'all might not know, but he really changed the game. Like, he really changed the game. He went against everything. People booed him and people did a lot of terrible things to him, but he wanted to stand for something much greater, and he knew it was bigger than himself, you know. But I don't think if he would have done that particularly, I think baseball would be a lot different, and it would have took a lot longer for a change, you know what I mean? I think, you know, they wouldn't have passed it, you know what I'm saying? I still think it'd probably be less African Americans in baseball now had he not did what he did. So I think a lot, and we know basketball was invented by a white man, but I think personally, Sir James was in the YMCA with a bunch of black kids who, you know what I'm saying, he was using a trash can and a piece of paper, and they didn't have nothing to do, so they started shooting and hooping, and the white man just thought of it and was like, okay, we're going to make a game out of this.
Yeah, because I'm going to see, you know what?
Hey, you know what? You right about that, Callie, because I'm going to tell you something. I grew up playing Chinese jump rope. Wasn't no Chinese where I live.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I realized that, too. We all grew up playing Chinese. Why I got to be Chinese jump rope? Because we used all, that was my rubber band that I stole from school. And I, you know, I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying we all got to, you know, come on now. Just don't steal our game, stuff like that.
We like to throw stones. We like to play kickstar. We like to throw stones. So that's why we play four square. We throw, what's that, seats?
Yeah, so we're having a good time tonight. I know y'all know that, but we're excited. We got our listeners out there, man. We want you guys to be having a great time with us. You know what I'm saying? We like to mix the bitter with the sweet, the sugar with the salt. Only on our topics. We all sugar over here, no salt. But, you know, we try to mix it in with our topics. So, yeah. So we want to know. You guys, hit us up on Facebook. Let us know what you think about the topic. Let us know what you think about us. Let us know what you think about the show. You know what I mean? Call Dreams.
Yeah, I had to guess the last four digits.
Yeah, like run the first
three. Yeah, man. 459. Oh yeah. Let me give you the area code. You got to guess the area code. I'm in Cali, baby.
Hell no.
Bay Area. So hit up some of your Bay Area peoples and ask them what's that area code. 459. And if y'all guess the last four, like I said, I got a T-shirt for you. You know what I'm saying? And if everything looking good, well, yeah. So y'all guess that number, man.
Out of pocket. I just caught what you said. Some of the very thing looking. Man, this is radio, man. We don't see anything. We love them all, right? The passion. That's what this song is about. It's about passion. And it's by the Young Pass. About that old.
Turn me up a little bit.
Got another one.
Turn me up a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Shot another one like...
A little bit more, man.
We got another one like... Yeah. Yeah. The controversy of a mixed breed. It's you, it's me, it's us. Because I'm half and half, I'm not considered a sister. With this system, it's just dumb. Cab who my mama fell victim to. A crazy dark-skinned man who trying to be back in my life, but I don't know if I can let him back in. I know it's kind of selfish of me, but hey, I don't like conflict or dealing with my problems. I just run from my past like I never even got him. Started from the bottom. Damn, I'm still here and I don't care how many people listen to this. It's epic. And every time I see them blue lights in my rear view, I'm suspect. They don't see that I'm half white. Plus the tints in my car look like the Dark Knight. I know it ain't right, but that's the way it is. I was a latchkey kid. I'm paying for my sins. Rather be paying for a new band like they got another one like them boys just shot another one like homeboy just copped another one like kid. They got another one like just shot another one like boys just got another one like yeah. It's like everyone of my friends is either addicts or alcoholics, and we just cycling through life like we never even saw this coming. Someone said I need a gimmick or something. I won't go out fronting like a chump, man. I'm gonna be me. I used to wanna be the meanest MC. Now I just got a message. A higher power came to me and said, go and spread this. Here's your angel. My girl looked into the sky and said, thank you. My world, but he warned me. Said it's not gonna be easy cause you're torn. See, torn between good and evil. Rich and poor, dark skin, light skin. Need I need to say more? Your people, they keep killing each other for what? So they can have a few more bucks and a new truck. Take someone's child away from a few punks. No one respects life. We don't know what to do. What's in the next life? So they got another one like them boys just shot another one like homeboy just copped another one like yeah. They got another one like just shot another one like boys just got another one like yeah.
much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new life for you.
Vision saving, leave your beast and at the door, cause we about to go amazing. This I guarantee for sure, cause love's gon' be the language I've been known to speak your tongue. Get you to your destination, hold on tight, cause till you come. You probably heard I had a hot song, and now you dated, got you covering out that hot song. We getting faded, and I'm rolling up that morning wood, puffing on that Cali good. Pace is going like it should, let's get this understood. Now it's time we play our role. First you go and then I follow, gone and make that body roll. First I eat and then I swallow. I'm a hard ass act to follow, even though I'm in the back. Turn the day until tomorrow, and I love it when you scratch. Girl, I love it when you act like your damn can take the pressure. Then you scream when you react, cause your head can't take the pleasure. Leave a mark on every measure, place a kiss on every curve. Trust I'm leaving with my treasure. It don't matter what you heard, don't think about it.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new life for you. Oh, I don't think about it.
Out the tub and on the rug, we tussling and we tossing. Girl, your sex is like the sweetest drug, and yes, I need it often. Like that sour when I'm coughing, passion burns me to my core. And I could tell by how you watching that I got you wanting more. You can't hold it, let it pour. Won't just hit it, I'ma score. No matter who was here before, cause I'm the one you can't ignore. I know we wanna take our time, but this lust gon' make us rush. I'm a fool about my grind, so this tongue gon' make you gush. Clear your mind of all the clutter, you'll forget the mother lovers. All that matters is each other and what happens undercover. I'ma whisper in your private, make your Vicky tell a secret. Here's my finger, you can bite it, and the pillow, you gon' need it. Feels so good, you won't believe it. Section line, we gon' achieve it. You my plate, and I'm gon' clean it. Give it to you like I mean it. It's a sticky situation, mommy. Both our bodies wet. Climax is the motivation, so I'm far from finished yet. Don't think about it.
What did y'all think? Did y'all like that? That LGBTQ music?
Yeah.
Your passion and that solo flows. You know what I mean? Don't think about it too much. I just want to shout out to everybody for going to listen to me on SoundCloud. I really appreciate that, man. That song is almost at 10,000. I definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate that. Stop it. Cut it out, man. Cut it out. I can't take it. Give me more. Give me more. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, man, but this has been a great show, man. We're having a wonderful time, and we just wanted to sprinkle a little bit of facts on you, some life, you know what I'm saying, and talk a little bit about history, especially African-American history in particular. It's African-American History Month, Black History Month. It is the shortest month of the year. I had to point that out, so I got to talk fast. Hurry up now, but it is time for Dr. J's word and quote of the day. Let's go.
All right, Dr. J, going to try to make it quick. Special shout-out to Ty. I see you doing your thing, girl. Definitely Dr. J's sleek pick of the week. Tonight's word of the day is simple, to the point. It's a goal, basically an ending point or a destination. It can even be a point scored. Goals should be attainable, not so hard that you get discouraged from completing your goal. Make your goals into steps so you can take them one step at a time. See the goal, want the goal, achieve the goal. Dr. J's word of the day. The quotes are, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. Dreams provided me with this one, even though you know it's from a very popular song. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. And life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. Dr. J's quotes. So.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You are creating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like
You know, doctors, they always got them prescriptions, man. If you need a personal one, man, hit up her Twitter, man. Let her know, say, Dr. J, I got a problem, man. What prescription you got for me, man? Because she always get me right before I smoke my bud. You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm smoking on right now, Cali Bud, I'm going to let y'all know, man. Don't be telling people Cali Bud be selling weed. I'm going to just let everybody know right now. First of all, Cali Bud does not sell marijuana. It is legal in the state of marijuana. It's not a federal, you know.
State of marijuana.
I'm going to say it again. The state of marijuana. But Cali Bud does not sell weed. I just encourage it. Right now, I'm smoking on Pineapple Kush, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting my fellow DTSBI members high as fuck. I just bought some from my main homie. We ain't gonna say the names, but we. Damn, y'all wasn't gonna say the names. I'm not stupid. Damn. You know? Everybody's like, ooh, she gonna say it. Nah, man. But you know, we smoking on some Pineapple Kush, man. If y'all got any weed strands that I wanted, that you want, shouted out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Y'all know what to do, man. Y'all hit us up on our social media, man. We gonna let us know. We gonna let everybody know right here on the show. Let me know, man. Next week, I got some fire for y'all, and I'm gonna have some other mixes and tricks and whole other flips so y'all can get high all day with us, man. Keep it locked, man. On the entertainment flip side, man, we got a lot going in the entertainment world. I don't know if anybody, you know, watched that show. What's that? I Love New York. You know that I Love New York, right? The Chance Brothers, the two brothers from A Real Chance of Love, the older brother with the long pony hair.
Real.
Yeah, Real from Real Chance of Love. He passed. I loved him. He was a cool one, man. His brother was a crazy one. You know what I'm saying? Chance, but he passed away, man, to colon cancer at 33 years old, man. It's real unfortunate, man, to see the black men out here, man. We need more strong black men to do whatever he's doing. He was making money, having businesses, getting his mama out the hood, doing whatever he needed to do. And unfortunately, you know, he passed away, but we all know he's in a better place. So we want to definitely encourage you men to get checkups, man. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, check yourself, man. Stay in it, you know what I'm saying? Stay up on your checkups, man. Take care of yourself. Black men and all men, man, take care of yourself. I know it's a hard thing to do. I know y'all don't like going to the doctor, but y'all need to, man. It might save your life, man. And other news, man, make sure y'all watch Love & Hip Hop tonight. Is coming on. That Black Ink, I don't really know about that, but if y'all want to watch it, y'all can show watch it, man.
It be going to,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their feel, you know. People love tattoos and whatnot. We all love
That's
our love,
it.
You know. You like Duchess too?
Duchess.
Okay, everybody like Duchess with the dreads and whatnot. But, you know what I'm saying, watch that, love that. We thank y'all for calling in. We appreciate the love all day, man. Make sure y'all keep calling in, man. Keep showing up, man. Our lines is going crazy. Our social media is going crazy. Hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3. We at Dr. J Money. We at 220 Media. We at Solo Flows. We at Dreams. We at Ann's Dreams, man. We love y'all. Tune in next week, 347-324-3853. You can listen to our past shows on blogtalkradio.com/MTSBI. We want to thank our highlighted Lola Stud, all one word. Hit her up on our Instagram, or you can listen to her music on SoundCloud. Make sure y'all show her love, man, like we show her love, man. We love y'all damn fans. Keep calling in. Appreciate the love. We out.
And on our way out, man, I just want to let a few people know that our show has been real busy tonight. We are not neglecting anybody, and that's why we weren't even really able to pick up nobody because our lines is going crazy. And we just want our fans to know that we love you. We see you listening. The Belle, we see you, Belle or Bella, however you say her name. We see you out there. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you talking to us. Say you beautiful. The whole team agrees. You beautiful, sister. Don't be shy. You know what I'm saying? You're a part of the DTSBI family. We're going to give a shout-out to our mama, Queen Nubia. You know what I'm saying? Want to always send her some love. Let her know that we love her. We see her. To all the artists that we had on tonight, from Black Rebel, Solo Flow. Good night, y'all. Peace.